use your own mind. You don't use your own opinions. But the Holy Spirit has you so filled until your thoughts and your being is God's Spirit expressing itself through you. What kind of a church would we be? What kind of people would it be this morning if this brand tabernacle this morning was so filled with the presence of God until you didn't even use your own mind, didn't even use your own thoughts, didn't even have no alternative of your own, but just to be led by the Spirit. And they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Then when the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy, or you empty yourself, will be when the church is power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus will walk in His steps, in His power, in His thoughts, in His being, in His moving. You see what I mean? Then your thoughts will become words and words will become material. That's when the church in its power. I believe it's on its road. That when the church will be so wrapped in Christ, the Holy Spirit, mankind so away from themselves that they don't see themselves, they don't have no more but to serve God. And their thoughts move on. They refuse the things of the world. They just move in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Move in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. So fulfill the law of Christ.
Amen.
Then the love of Christ in the human heart, moving in the Holy Ghost, that great, wonderful church will go forth with power and deity, because deity will be revealed in human beings by the Holy Spirit. Reading the past, the thought of their mind. Our thoughts run different. A lot of times we walk up and say, "How do you do, brother?" And you don't mean it in your heart. A lot of times we say, "I am this and that, I'll do that." You don't mean it in your heart. See, I don't mean it in my heart. But when you can become so dead to the things of the world that Christ is first, Christ is all, then your entire makeup is of the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has full control.
Amen.
That's when your thoughts will be clean. Your thoughts will be pure.
Amen.
Your heart. Your heart. Many people say, "Well, religion comes from your heart." There's no mental faculties in that little being called heart.
Amen.
You can't think with your heart. The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he."
Amen.
You can't think with your heart. You can't, because there's nothing mental in there to think with. Jesus wasn't speaking of the physical being. He was speaking of the supernatural being.
Amen.
We are a threefold being, soul, body, spirit.
Amen.
We know that what this flesh is, we realize that. It's here. We know what the spirit is that controls the flesh. But what is the soul? The soul is the nature of the spirit.